Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran, and we've got a great show coming up for you, but first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make this show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and Daphne's Hottest Place for Chow, the waterfront restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive, and the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook, and you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later on SBN, we will speak with one of our C lawyers from the law firm of Garth Berg and Kimberly, Ms. Brooke Thomas. She will get us up to speed on the legal issues facing our veterans today. And, of course, Tom's tirade on Silent Night. You don't want to miss it. But first, it's always great to be joined on SBN by Ms. Corey Gaston from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. Corey, welcome back to SBN, and thank you and your crew for all of your service to our veterans and military and our first responders.
Thank y'all for having me on, as usual.
Well, we're blessed to have you on board here. I know that you've got some exciting things still to go, but you've had some exciting things occur at the Waterfront Restaurant during these holidays.
We have. You know, we've had several local businesses have their company Christmas parties there, which has been a lot of fun. We had Santa Claus out twice, actually. We had a regular Santa Claus, then a tropical Santa Claus. So we've had lots of good stuff going on over there.
Didn't you have a parrot head deal going on over there?
Yes. That was the parrot heads, yes. They're over there, and they're the ones who brought the tropical Santa out.
Oh, really? Okay.
They had the steel drum guy playing some music and everything. It was a great fun night.
I bet it was. Well, some of the weather was a little bit too strong to be on the outside porch and patio area out there, but looks like it might, smooth out and warm up a little bit so that some of the people can entertain themselves out on the water.
They've been out there the past 2 days. We've had people sitting outside, and, you know, even if it's still a little chilly, we've got heaters out there that we can turn on right there by the table, so that helps keep people toasty. And, you know, most people have a jacket with them this time of year anyway. So.
Okay. Well, do y'all still have some openings if some of these companies haven't made a final determination on where to have their parties for the next couple of weeks?
We do have some openings. We've got some openings this weekend. We've got some next week. Even if you just got family members in town and don't want to cook for the whole gang, we're a great place to bring them right there on the water.
Right.
We'll be open a half a day on Christmas Eve, so we'll be serving lunch Christmas Eve and close at 2.
Okay.
And then we'll be closed Christmas Day. But aside from that, we're 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
And then between that that period of time and New Year's, you'll have some. Do you have some special events on board?
I don't have any special events during that time. My last special event is going to be this Saturday morning. We've got cars and coffee and bikes and beignets with the Warrior Legacy Ranch at 8 a.m. out in the parking lot, and that is free to anyone to come out.
And they're awesome. That's a good deal.
They are. We're just trying to spread the word about the Warrior Legacy Ranch and help support them. So we'll be giving out coffee and beignets for people. Lots of great cars to come out and look at, lots of motorcycles to come and look at. So just a good time, great hospitality, and, you know, spreading the word about what great things they're going to do at that place.
Well, it's just really awesome to see all of the guys that come out and support that. And as you said, you'll have a complete variety of vehicles, from the motorcycles to, you know, sports cars, the high-dollar Corvettes, the regular classic cars. And then you have a lot of the Jeeps from the Jeep clubs that are in the Mobile area and the Baldwin County area that show up as well. So, oh, the beignets are great.
That's a reason to get everybody out of bed on Saturday morning alone, I believe.
Amen.
Somebody free beignets in my parking lot.
Yeah. My wife, what follows me up there, she said, okay, you know, cut back now, cut back. You can't have all those beignets that you want now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Moderation.
Man, well, I don't know what that is. You know, an old jarhead, you know, we're Uncle Sam's misguided children anyway, so that's what USMC stands for.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. But I understand you got your big eagle over there now. What do you think about him?
We do. He is a beautiful big bird that is sitting inside the dining room. We're trying to decide on exactly where his home is going to be in our restaurant. But for right now, I've got him sitting out on a shelf
awesome.
Up above our little pantry station out there, trying to find him a permanent home somewhere in the restaurant. But he is very large and very beautiful.
Oh, he is. It's just unbelievable. I had actually heard about that eagle, and it was it's been in several different veterans associations facilities, and it had been mishandled and abused and messed up pretty bad. And some of the art students, I forget exactly which facility that handled it, came in and took it over, and they completely refurbished it, I think, and repainted it. And I think maybe one of the claws was broke off, and they replaced that and fixed it all up. I thought that it would be an awesome addition to y'all's facility, and then if you didn't have the need for it, when Warrior Legacy gets their veterans facility opened up down there, it might be a place for its home, you know?
Could possibly be, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I know that the veterans all across the Gulf Coast area and veterans in general are very appreciative of what you guys would you and Pete and Nick have done and are doing for the Warrior Legacy Ranch facility that's over there in the Baldwin County area. I think it's actually located down in Robertsdale when I went down there for the groundbreaking. But that's just an unbelievable event. You know, we have 28,000 veterans in the Baldwin County area, registered veterans that we actually know of. And we have a little over 30,000, I think, in the Mobile area. So, but Vets Recovery is here in the Mobile area, and they're doing a great job in helping to take care of our veterans and supplying a lot of the needs that they have there, even the mental capacities and suicides. I don't know how many suicides that they've prevented. And, you know, it's like John Kilpatrick, which is our Veteran of the Year this year. And he said, you know, he's had veterans, he stopped, you know, he said anywhere from 15 to 50 veterans over the last 10 or 12 years and actually took the pistol out of their mouth and was able to start helping those guys and get them back on the right track. And he says, that as of this day right now, all the ones that he went to, you know, he hasn't had any of them go in the opposite direction. And that's what Patrick is trying to do with the Vets Recovery Service over in Robertsdale. So that's one of the reasons we're so appreciative to Waterfront Restaurant and Panini Pete Hospitality Group and what y'all are doing. God bless you, and we appreciate you, and y'all have a blessed holiday.
We will. Thank you so much, Tommy. I'll do the same.
All right. Food's good. I'll be over there to partake of some.
All right. I'll see you next week.
All right. I'll be around. And as always, you can check out ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Ms. Brooke Thomas from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, our sea lawyer.
Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch our regularly aired broadcast on the FM Talk 106.5 app via podcast for your smartphones. And Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm as well. And it's always a privilege to be joined on SPN by one of our legal eagles. Now, before I mention her name, Tom, I wanted to ask a question. I wanted to see if Corey had a name for the eagle there and if it was War Dam.
War Dam. I don't know, since an Alabama fan, you know, procured the eagle, I don't know where we'll get that or not.
Anyway, we'll get to our legal eagle from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Brooke Thomas. Brooke, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Thank you for having me on.
I'll tell you what, this lady is working with her over the years, and she does an unbelievable job for our veterans, and she's... she's always out front and taking care of these guys and all, but also very deep into the additional benefits and all that may be available. You know, the guys that retire from the service, whether it be 20, 25, 30 years, or whatever it may be, I know you get some you get your retirement pay, and you get some VA benefits and what have you. But there's some auxiliary benefits, additional stuff that's available and all now, and maybe has come up through the pack. I don't really understand all of that, but maybe you could enlighten us about that, Brooke.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions and I got a lot of people who want to get to 100% because they want to access these benefits. So obviously, if you get 100% rating, you're going to be drawing that 100% rate every month, which it's a little bit of a generalization, but if you're single and have no dependents, about $3,900 a month this year at 100%, a little bit over $4,000 if you have a spouse, and each dependent goes up a little bit. There's special monthly compensations in there,
yeah,
all that
stuff. There's a lot of ramifications.
Once you get to 100%, there's a lot of benefits. The door opens to a lot of benefits for you and for your dependents outside of that monthly disability payment amount. And so one of those is CHAMP VA benefits. They used to, a long time ago, be called CHAMPUS benefits. People know by that name. But that's where if you have a dependent spouse, a dependent child who is 18 to 23 and in college, you can apply for these insurance benefits. Now, there are some other rules. Like if you have Medicare, I think you got to keep your Medicare just like you do with TRICARE. But CHAMP VA is an insurance program. You have to file a completely separate application for it. It used to take a very long time to get an answer back. And just this November, VA announced that they've wiped out their backlog of CHAMP VA applications.
Oh, that's awesome.
They say that they are up to date on them and hopefully are going to be implementing some new programs that make prescriptions and things like that a little bit easier. But yeah, it's insurance benefits for a spouse, and that can be a huge deal, especially if you are, say, an employed veteran who maybe can't keep that job anymore, but part of the reason you're keeping that job is because your family's health care is tied that employer. That can be a huge help for veterans. But those insurance benefits are big.
Is there any special forms or qualifications as far how you file it or when you file it and who can file it?
There is. So you've got to be getting 100% permanent and total. That includes unemployability. So maybe your percentage is 70 or 80 or 90, but you're unemployable, and VA says that's permanent and total. And you file a specific, there is a specific application, and it goes not to the normal Janesville, Wisconsin, and not to your local regional office. It goes to a VA office in the Midwest that only does CHAMP VA applications.
Okay.
But yes, and we have those forms.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where do they get these forms?
You can pull all the forms. VA has all their forms front-facing on their website. And they sound silly, but I'll tell people, go to Google and just type it in, and it's going to pull it up. You're going to be able to pull up a PDF. And I think you can actually go in and submit that electronically, for a lot of those applications.
If not, they could come by your office?
We can provide the location for those forms.
Do they need to call and make an appointment with that, or how would that be handled?
Yeah, if you're a client, usually it comes up when we're talking about rating decision that got you 100%. Hey, do you have this?
Right,
you want me
right.
to send you a CHAMP VA benefit or CHAMP application for your wife or for your kids, and we can send that out to them and submit it.
Well, and that being said, there's some additional benefits for the spouses, is it there, for our veterans and their spouses?
There can be, yes. So there are, it's a very small amount, but if you're a spouse who yourself need aid and attendance, sometimes you can get a little bit more dependent benefit for that spouse. There are caregiver benefits that are completely separate. If you're a spouse who's caregiving for a veteran, that's all through VHA, the healthcare side. They take care of that caregiver program. So there are all kinds of benefits out there in addition to just the compensation. Now, our main goal is getting people service connection, increased ratings, and unemployability.
Right.
Once we do that, we don't specialize necessarily in these extra benefits because a lot of them are statewide benefits. It's things like getting your property tax reduced.
Okay,
getting
I was going to ask you about that, yeah.
And that's where you would go as the veteran. You take your take your decision from the VA to your tax assessor in your county or to your license commissioner in your county. You can also get a really good deal on your hunting and your fishing license in Alabama. If you're between, don't quote me on this, about 16, 18 to 65, it's usually, I think, about $50 if you get both of them, maybe a little more.
Okay.
And it takes that down to under 10 for both of them. So you get a deal on your hunting and fishing license, and that
car
may
tags.
Seem silly. But car tags, you can get at 100%. Service connection. Now, at 50, you get tier one healthcare at the VA. They're going to cover it. But at 100, you get vision and you get dental through the VA, which is a pretty big deal, too. So all kinds of benefits that come along with that. Your dependents can get education assistance for college.
Right, yeah.
The VA will pay out for up to 36 months for dependents education. And this year, that can go up to $1,400 a month, that stipend. So, big deal.
It is.
Big deal.
Yeah, that's a big help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. But now the dependents, that's called the dependents education benefits. Then.
It is under Chapter 35, and they can get those benefits.
Okay. What about, we're going to get a raise this year?
Going to get a raise this year, not as big as previous years. Now, some years there have been none.
We're not going to take a cruise on it, though.
But this year it is 2.8%.
That's we won't make
be
a cruise on
for
that.
Your
We can't even
VA.
Go to the bar with that.
And for I've been doing it long enough that I remember that some of those years back, you know, in the or maybe early aughts, mid aughts, when there was no COLA for several years
row. Yes.
So they are doing 2.8 this year. So you should see a slight increase in 2026.
So that's 2.8% of, if you're getting $4,000, that's what, about $120 somewhere in there. So that, that'll make one stop at the bar. I mean, what the heck?
It's a little bit of a help, and you get that from the VA, and you get it on your Social Security, and, you know, it's hard hard to pay for stuff out here.
Well, you know, we're talking about the fact that you guys are filing for the benefits and getting the benefits and all done, hearing benefits and tinnitus benefits. Are we still looking at some PTSDs and some Agent Orange stuff at all?
Absolutely, we are. We're looking at PTSD. We're looking at still a lot of PACT Act claims, and I'll talk more about that later. The PACT Act, how that's still affecting claims, but we're still looking at all of that. There's a lot of chatter online about sleep apnea, about tinnitus. The VA wants to. I think Jennifer Bird talked about that when she came and talked with you last month. There was something of what we felt like kind of a hit piece on in the Washington Post, I believe it was, about fraud claims and sleep apnea claims that we thought was quite overblown. There's a lot of chatter online about VA wanting to take away those higher and separate ratings for things like tinnitus. Tinnitus not high, but even they want to take away even that 10%.
Right.
Sleep apnea right now is 50 with a CPAP. And they have still not announced anything official.
Okay.
A lot of folks get really concerned about that. Is VA going to come take my benefits away?
Right,
and at this point, they've not announced that they're going to go do that.
Okay. All right. Well, Brooke is going to stay with us in the next segment, and we have some additional information. This lady is just a real asset to us here at Veterans and has got a lot of information. So y'all don't go away. Stick around. And on the other side, after our a little intermission here, we'll have Miss Brooke back on here with us again.
Of the green beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three. When the Green Beret.
Mirage, updated wind star 200 at 12. We own the airfield and airspace. You are clear for takeoff. Have a good one. Clear for takeoff. Check your parking brake off. Check your trim set. Check your nose steering on maneuver. Down and burner go. A low transition. Right turn out. 86. I'm an out clear of 16. Let's turn them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing their shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
Well, I'll tell you, it's do I need to do something here, Cal?
Well, yeah, but I can always work with the sponsors.
Yeah, you can. You could. Okay. Well, yeah, we've got Brooke Thomas with us here today, one of our sea lawyers from Gardburg-Gimley, and we were talking about some of the VA benefits and things a while ago. But how do we get into our VA.gov account? How does that work, Brooke?
So now the VA.gov account, take this with the grain of salt, because what I see is not the same as a veteran's user account. But there's different ways you can do it. There's like ID.me. You have to identify yourself, though. You have to prove who you are. And now a lot of veterans have that account set up. It's changed names over the years. It used to be separate applications, My Healthy Vet and all that. But then a few years ago, they combined all that information into one website or one app where you can go in, pull medical records, and most importantly, and something I've noticed that VA's been trying to push a good bit lately, is to go into that account and don't wait for your rating decision to get mailed. Just go in there and pull the rating decision letter from your account. And you can go in there and see what stage is your claim at. But I always caution folks who call me because and say, well, this is what my account says, because it's only going to give maybe the bare minimum of information. And it's not going to necessarily show exactly what's going on behind the scenes at the VA with your claim. So what I can see as a person who has access to VA's sort of, we kind of almost remote in like a worker. We don't have access as though we're true VA employees, but it's similar. I've got, if you ever had to get a PIV card or a PIV card, if you work for the government, it's got a little chip in it. I have to put it in a little reader. I have to go through several layers of security. And right. then I can pull up any veteran that we represent. I can pull up their claim inside the VA system and see what it's saying. Now, even I don't see every single thing that maybe the VA employee says, but I can see a little bit more detail about what's going on in the claim. And sometimes the information on the VA.gov app may not be 100% complete. It might be something that causes a lot of concern, like my account says that they're doing this. But when I go in, I can see exactly
right.
what's going on.
It's
maybe
it
not
yeah.
Something that's scary or even wrong. Sometimes it is, because it's the VA and they do some kooky
yes.
things.
Yes.
But with decisions, too, sometimes it's a double-edged sword that you can go in there and pull that decision the same day it's issued. Because I could do that, too, but I don't necessarily know that it's in there. I don't get an electronic notification as the attorney, hey, we issued a decision.
Right.
So I always tell folks, too, like, just give us a little bit of grace. We're going to get that decision in the mail. If you let us know about it, we can also go in and electronically pull it and pull the documents. But sometimes it takes a little time for us, one, to get that in the mail. Then we have procedures in our office, so we're not making sure,
sure.
we're
well, you're
missing
legal.
Deadlines.
Right, your legal
right?
office,
and
too.
Scanning it into the file and reviewing it and seeing what the CNP says and all of that. So sometimes I think it can cause veterans a lot of anxiety, because that's why I say it's a double-edged sword. They have that decision in there. VA lets them know. They go in and they pull it, and then all of a sudden they have this decision that just has all this boxy, you know, just boilerplate language in it. Doesn't seem like it's completely accurate. Doesn't look like maybe the compensation and pension examiner did a good exam. It's not consistent with what they remember, because that's the other thing. Sometimes you think the exam goes really well. You'll leave that exam thinking, oh, I'm getting this. It's in
right,
the bag
right.
for sure.
Yeah.
And then that's maybe not what the examiner says. Or maybe the examiner says it and the rater at the VA interprets it differently. And so it can cause, I think, a lot of anxiety, because you get in there and then all of a sudden you just have all of this. Sometimes what reads almost like gobbledygook, that
right.
you're thinking, what are they doing? And then you have this decision that you want to talk about, and we're maybe haven't gotten it in the mail yet. So
right,
sometimes
right.
I say, you know, give us a little bit of grace, a little bit of grace sometimes on how long it takes us to get the decision and scan it in and review it.
Okay,
but
so they
we will.
So I bet if he's got a case with you guys, whether he does or not, he needs to be able to get into his VA.gov account and yeah. get established in there and establish his account. And then if he does have a case, a file with you guys, then he could, maybe once a week, he could go in and look at it?
Can. A lot of times there won't be much change. That's the thing.
Okay.
The change with the VA is slow. And that's the other thing where I think it's tempting. And I get it. I'm human. I want to go in and check the status of,
sure.
of all of it. But sometimes I think that feeds into it, because there's not a lot of fast-moving, fast-paced things
fast.
At the VA.
They don't move
fast. So you're
fast,
kind of
yeah.
going in and you're seeing it in real time, going at a snail's pace, which I think can be can just put more kind of pressure on you to think, well, what are they doing? Why
right,
aren't they
right.
working on my case? You
but
know?
If they see that the case has already had a decision made on it, then that's the reason they need to get in touch with you, send you an email or call you and
yeah, they leave can
word
call
for
us
you.
And let us know, hey,
what
there's
do we need
this
to
decision
do?
Out there.
Yeah.
I always tell people, though, the best sign is if you get a deposit in your bank account.
That's the
a lot
best
of times
sign.
That's the fastest,
yeah,
fastest way to
sign.
Find out. But yeah,
yeah.
That's a good sign.
All right. And that always works better.
Always.
Always.
It's always
works
a good
better.
One.
Yeah. Now, what about, we've got about 3 minutes left here. What about some continued information on the PACT Act?
Well, I'll just say the PACT Act, one, we're still filing a lot of claims on traditional PACT Act issues. But I do think there's still a lot of misunderstandings or misinterpretations about what the PACT Act did, what it is, and what it did, right? Because in some ways, it was hugely liberalizing law for VA. And it does allow the VA to look at all cases, whether you were in Vietnam or, in Guam or Thailand, one of the places that they specifically added.
Okinawa.
To get,
a
not Okinawa. I wish they would.
Oh, Okinawa's
I wish they
not
would.
There.
It's not in there. They would add
when
Okinawa.
When did they start that?
The PACT Act, that was August 10th of 2022. They added these places. But it's not maybe... It's not enough to say, because I have a lot of people say, I want to file a PACT Act claim. But for a PACT Act claim, one, to get that kind of easy, fast, what they call presumptive benefit, you got to be in one of the places that's listed there, and you got to have one of the diseases that's listed in the PACT Act.
So they specifically have years and diseases.
Now, it helps with other toxic exposures. And there are lots of places, lots of bases around the country, lots of ships that you're exposed to a lot of really bad chemicals.
Right.
PFAS, the firefighting foam, all of that stuff. But those aren't presumptive. You still got to do the lead work. You still got to show that you were exposed to it and that you actually have a disease because of it.
Okay.
And so it sometimes can be frustrating because there's a difference between... Not for us, but for veterans, because there's the things that are really straightforward, like Agent Orange and some of the cancers and breathing stuff in Southwest Asia. And then there are other things the PACT Act made a little bit easier, but you still got to show that your
disease was caused by what
you were exposed to.
Just because you were there, it doesn't mean that you're going to be compensated. You had to be injured or harmed.
Well, right. If you were, and that too. Just because you were over there, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have one of the diseases that's listed in the PACT Act.
That's true.
A lot of folks did. Don't get me wrong. That's why they're presumptive. But they've got it. You got to have both of those things to get that straightforward path where VA will service connect it.
Okay.
I'll
tell you, we were extremely pleased and happy to have you on board here with us tonight and close out our year.
Absolutely.
But how about some phone numbers and an email address?
Yeah, call us at 251-343-1111. You can find us at GardbergLaw.com. Find all of our profiles for all of our great attorneys and contact information as well.
And tell them you heard Brooke on the radio. All right.
You heard me. Yes.
You heard the Brooke.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Tom.
On the other side of the break, my tirade.
The first day. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas. God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you. All of you on the good earth.
The year was 1968. The Cold War was raging and the summer of love was waning. Social unrest in the United States and uncertainty in global politics were at the forefront of many in the nation and around the world. It was silent Christmas Eve for three of our nation's veterans crammed into quarters that would make a manger look majestic. Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and William Anders, the crew of Apollo 8, were hurling across the stark black and white terrain in the cold and foreboding lunar surface. For you low-informed snowflakes out there, that would mean the moon. As they careened across the void of space, an audience of over a billion people were listening intently back home on Earth in what was probably the most profound Christmas prayer ever given by any member of the human race. These astronauts read the first 12 lines of the Bible to a world united and captivated as they orbited the moon, simultaneously streaming the first live television pictures of the lunar surface to what could be categorized as the single largest audience of humankind to date. To put it in perspective, Facebook, the social media giant and flagger of all things conservative, today boasts in subscribers. So to say that the broadcast was must-see is an understatement. The flight of Apollo 8 was largely forgotten in ensuing decades, and its importance was lost in the wake of the triumphant landing of Apollo 11 and the miraculous return of Apollo 13. Even though it was the first time that human beings had journeyed beyond Earth orbit and traveled to another world. Yet, in many ways, the flight has had a greater influence on human history. Of course, it was the first time that human beings had escaped Earth's gravity, but it was also unique in the way that the astronauts used their bully pulpit to advocate for the American vision of moral individuality, religious tolerance, and mutual respect, all upon the backdrop of our first glimpse of our shared home, the precious blue planet that we call Earth. Despite being overshadowed by subsequent missions, many who participated in and chronicled the space program consistently referred to Apollo 8 as the most important. There is the obvious reason that it was the first to reach another world, but it was also significant in other ways. For the first time, the power of television and the media was demonstrated more clearly than ever before, a fact not lost on those of us suffering from the scourge of the modern-day media. Decades before cable news, social media, and live streaming, the television camera aboard Apollo 8 put nearly every person on Earth in this spacecraft orbiting the moon. History was no longer something to be viewed in retrospect. It was now live and would be seen as it happened. Moreover, Apollo 8 did not happen in a vacuum. Well, technically it did. But figuratively, the mission was part of a much broader spectrum of events that were occurring throughout the world at the time. In the midst of the Cold War,
and no, snowflakes, that doesn't mean it was fought in the winter.
Apollo 8 laid out the differences between the collectivist vision of Soviet society and the rugged, individualistic, freely religious American system. Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin proclaimed that he saw no God in space. Conversely, the crew of Apollo 8 saw him everywhere, and they were free to proclaim it. I only wonder if the cynical desire of the now defunct Soviet Union to deny the spiritual magnificence of the universe may have contributed to its downfall. Monumentally, the decision to read from the Bible was not a dictate from the government which was funding the mission, but one that the astronauts under Borman's leadership made entirely on their own. Not only was their speech not mandated as it would be under a communist government, it was not censored by a state-run press or a progressive technocrat media.
One can only imagine how that would be done by the proposed free press and social media outlets in the USA today.
None of the astronauts were canceled upon their return. None were blacklisted as progressive wish for today. None were sent to re-education camps, and none had Antifa thugs marching outside their homes. In fact, They returned home as the heroes that they were, having advanced the space program of the United States in the path set forth by Democratic President John Kennedy. Furthermore, the flight demonstrated what has become something of anathema in today's world, that competition actually spurs achievement and advances the cause of humanity as a whole.
Not only for individuals, but also for civilized nations.
That winning is good and that participation trophies are just pacifiers for grown-up losers. Today's educated generation has suffered from a lack of information about the actual history of this great nation and its rightful place as a shining beacon of freedom for the world, and how the U.S. space program, which was effectively abolished under the administration of the communist organizer Obama, set the pace in the eventual downfall of the Soviet Union. Apollo 8 was a remarkable, daring mission, the first to use the awesome and largely untested Saturn rocket to propel humans outside of Earth orbit. It was given a green light because NASA wanted to beat. That's right. Beat the USSR any race to the moon, having heard that the communists planned to fly two men around the moon by the end of 1968. The week-long journey to the moon also marked a crucial moment in both America and world history. In America, Apollo 8 marked a positive moment in what had been a year marred by violence and destruction. The assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, along with rioting, looting, social unrest, and racial tensions, were in many ways, quote, canceled by the flight and started the end of the culture revolution of the 60s. On a larger scale, the mission illustrated just how valuable and fragile our planet is to the human race. Prior to Apollo 8, no human had ever seen the Earth from out there. Suddenly, we could see just how priceless, fragile, and unique Earth is to the human race. And we were brought together in awe of what Almighty God, not the authoritarian state, had created. As we enter the Christmas season, let us remember that there are still heroes in this world, those who are not afraid to risk their lives for something greater than themselves, that with faith, anything is possible, and that there are only two people that have given their lives so that you can live, the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces and Jesus Christ. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple of Marines have just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, dadgum, Tom, that's a good one.
It is. It was, and it still is, Cal. It's very touching and very informative, and we certainly don't want to forget the reason for the season, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I know we do want to mention the sponsors that have helped make this show possible for, 15 years now, Tom.
Yep. It's unbelievable.
Run through that.
And we'd like to wish all of them and all their employees a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope that everybody gets through these holidays safe. And as we say, we don't want to forget the reason for the season. But we will also, you know, continue to thank the fine folks that make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number One Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. God bless all of you.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, this is, you know, we want to remember the reason for this season, but we also want to mention, you know, all of those fallen heroes that are not going to be home for the holidays. You know, we just had those National Guardsmen come home from Syria after the terrorist attack there.
Unbelievable.
You got the National Guard folks that were shot up in D.C. And, you know, even though our president has shut down war after war after war across the globe, we still have our fighting men and women deployed
right
throughout the globe, and some in harm's way, as you can see. Although, you know, you got them deployed in harm's way right there at our national capital.
Sure, and that's unbelievable.
And so, you know, we do want to thank everybody that's listening. You know, this is our last live broadcast for this year because of Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. But we do want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everybody here at the Scuttlebutt Network. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your week.
Amen.
Each year. And go out and, like Tom, like you said, celebrate the reason for the season.
Right.
Love those around you. Give them a hug. And remember those heroes that are out there on the front lines for us.
Amen. And we appreciate all the people working with the wreaths across America at the different cemeteries and not only putting those out, but the flags. Just remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah! Merry Christmas.